as Dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we have a change of pace for you, and we hope you've been in training for it. The play, by Roy Sallow, presents a unique perspective on the explosive world of boxing. And it couldn't be called anything less than Volcano.
Referee picks up the count. 8, 9, 10, it's over. John Sutter, knockout over Bum Tubi. The time is 1:08 of the fourth round, and a pretty predictable fight. Good example of two boxers catching each other. Sutter just starting out, and Tubi at the tail end of a long career. And really no contest, as Sutter easily dominated the fight right from the opening bell. I hope this fight convinces promoter Al Doris that Tubi should hang up the glove. Well, we're almost set for the next bout. It's the middleweight fight.
Come on, come on. Get it in there, Tubi. Think he really beat up on you, didn't he? Get cleaned up and try not to bleed all over the table, okay? You have about 10 minutes, okay? Can you hear me? Okay. Probably bleed all over the place.
Yeah. Mr. Tubi?
Just bummed.
Bummed. Now, that was some fight. I thought you might have got him in the second round.
Listen, what do you want?
Look, bum, I know you don't feel much like talking, but I think I might be able to help you. I'm going to leave you my card, see? Right here on the table. And after you get cleaned up, you call me.
Why?
Well, I've got some ideas. I think I can make you a better fighter.
What are you, a trainer?
Me? No, just a fight fan. I watch it on TV a lot, but I think I can really help you. Look, you think about it, okay?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I'll look forward to seeing you then.
Yeah. Sure. Just what I need. Bloody fight fan. Oh, what the hell? All I got to lose.
Like, what's wrong with your office?
Well, he sounded a little strained on the phone. I figure by meeting him here, buying him a cup of coffee, I'll make him feel more comfortable.
Kid glove treatment, eh? How come he's so important?
Because he's going to be a great subject. You can't believe how bad this guy is. He's a punching bag. And if I can turn him into a halfway decent fighter, it'll make research history.
I don't know, Doug. And some of those techniques, they make me uncomfortable.
There's not one thing that I propose that other psych researchers haven't been using for years.
But on animals, Doug, not on people.
It's a necessary extension, Nicole. Research always starts with animals. But there comes a time when you have to take the risk to try it with people. Eventually, you have to break new ground.
I don't know. It doesn't sound legitimate. You're talking about some borderline stuff here, Doug.
Just let me worry about that, okay?
Sir, you're the boss. I was just concerned. Oh, my God, is that him?
Where? Yeah. Doesn't he look great?
Oh.
Mr. Tubi, over here.
His face looks like hamburger.
Hi, Ray. Glad you could make it.
Hi.
Here, sit down. How you feeling?
Okay.
Ray Tubi, this is Nicole Patterson. She's a graduate student in our department. She works for me.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, would you like some coffee?
Nah, I don't use the stuff. Haven't you said on the phone that you could help me?
Yes, I can, Ray.
Just call me Bum. What everybody calls me.
Sure, Bum. As I was saying, I think that with a little work, you could be a pretty good fighter.
Ooh, me? Listen, one time I could have been, but now. Been at it too long.
Now, that just means you've got experience, Bum. I've got some special techniques that can help you.
You Done some boxing. You got some special diet or something? Turn me into Muhammad Ali?
No, I've never boxed. I'm a psychologist.
Oh, and you're going to teach me how to fight. Yeah, well, thanks. I'll see you around.
No, wait. Please. Now, of course, I can't teach you how to throw a punch. But I can teach you how to be a different fighter.
If I win, that'd be different.
Yeah, that's it. I can help you win.
Yeah, well, why not? What do I got to do?
That's great. Look, I've got a room set up for us to work in. Let's go down there and we'll talk. I've got some forms for you to sign. Nicole, are we ready to go in 270?
Yes, sir.
I want a full set of wrestling vitals and a good EKG. Now, let's go then.
For quite a while, Doug.
Yeah, just a little while longer.
Is that shadow boxing really going to do him any good?
Well, we have to find out what he's capable of. Once he's worked up a good sweat, we'll do a complete set of readings on him.
Much more sweat, and those electrodes are going to slip right off him.
Okay, he's about finished anyway. Bum, how do you feel?
Stupid. Real stupid.
Just a couple more minutes. Watch the wires. Don't pull them out.
Gee, it's like another in here.
A couple more minutes.
Gee, he looks pretty bad in there, Doug.
Yeah, he's really bottom of the barrel.
And that makes you feel good. Oh, come on, Doug.
No, really. If I can turn him into a fighter, I can do anything. Okay, Bum, that's enough. Now, don't sit down. Just stand there. Nicole will come in and unplug you. Okay, Nicole, get him unhooked and fill in the personal history. Just the background, nothing special.
Okay, sure. Well, Mr. Tooby, let's just get you undone here.
Just Bum, okay?
All right, Bum. Why Bum?
I guess that's what I've been as long as I've been fighting.
Huh? How long have you been fighting?
I fought amateur for 4 years till I turned pro. I'm fighting now, 9 years pro.
Are you married? Does your wife like you being a fighter?
No, I'm not married. Lived with a girl in Toronto for a while. Got a kid, a boy. He's about 11 now.
Okay, you're unhooked. Now you just sit down and relax. Your son must be very proud.
I ain't seen him for a long time. His mom's not real happy about me getting beat up all the time. She's the one first to call me Bum. Sort of stuck on me. I guess that's what I am. Bum.
No, don't say that. I'm going to call you Ray.
Hey, listen, it's okay. I mean, I know what I am. I don't expect more than that. You know, it ain't really so bad. Sure, I get hit, but what the hell? At least I get to hit back. When's the last time you got to punch out somebody that was bothering you?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Look, I got to take some blood now. You don't mind, do you?
Well, just as long as you don't bite my neck for it.
Okay, Bob, that's enough. Take a break, and then we'll work on the pain tolerance.
And shocks? Oh, damn, I get it.
Come on, Bob, it's all part of the training.
Yeah, but they hurt. They really hurt.
Eventually, you'll desensitize.
What?
They won't hurt as much.
Oh, I really hate this.
I can't listen to any more of his belly aching. Nicole, go in there and get him wired. Head and shoulders first. And keep off the scar tissue until it heals up.
How you feeling, Ray?
Okay. Well, I've been getting these headaches.
Oh? How long? When did they start?
Well, about a week ago. They come and go like that.
Did you tell Doug?
Nah, this is important. Let's get this pain thing set up, okay?
Well, okay. Just let me tape these electrodes on. Yeah, just about. Ray, just sit there for a minute. I want to speak to Doug.
Sure.
Doug, did you know that he's getting headaches?
Well, when did they start?
Well, he said a week ago. Just about when those injections started. And his blood pressure's been going up regularly every day, and it was pretty high to start with.
Damn, those drugs shouldn't cause hypertension.
Doug, they've never been used together, not in a person.
They're all approved.
Alone? And the shock? But you're putting a lot of stress on him. He really hates that pain tolerance.
What good is a fighter that can't take a punch?
Oh, look,
okay,
Doug.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, I'll do a complete scan on him if it'll make you happy. Is that okay?
No, I'm sorry, Doug. Just try and fix the headache for him, will you? Maybe in one of those hypnosis sessions.
I'll try. Let's get this started, okay? Okay, Bum. Just relax now. We're going to start.
Yeah. I'm real excited about it.
Take a deep breath. Now relax. Just relax.
Everybody, welcome to the Friday Night Fight, brought to you by Carling Black Label Beer. And it looks like we'll have a full house here tonight for this six-bout card with a 10-round feature fight pitting Juan Castillo against Mike Tiny Portal from Halifax.
Okay, Bob, just go out there and do it. I'll be in your corner. Just remember what we talked about. You got all the training. Just get out there.
All right, enough.
Yeah, okay. Now it's time. Let's go.
Now for the first bout in the card, and we've a couple of good light heavies here. We have with a record of 26 wins, 56 losses, 8 draws, weighing in at 175 pounds, Ray Bum Cuby. And his opponent at 172 pounds, a record of 4 wins, only 1 loss. And a young man who's looked pretty good his last couple of times out, Tony DePresto. And it looks like the old contest between youth and experience. And the third man in the ring is Wayne Belton. Fighters move to the center of the ring. They circle to the left. The presser throws a left. Cuby catches it on the glove. Cuby's up in his toes, moving well. Fires a hard jab. It stings DePresto. DePresto just misses with a right lead. And DePresto throws another hard right. Cuby slips under it. Cuby's moving along the ropes now, bobbing and weaving. Not throwing punches, but he looks really good. DePresto throws another hard left hook and steps in. Oh, Cuby lands a terrific left. And now it's DePresto that staggers. Cuby leans up and throws another hard left to the body. DePresto is hurt. Another hard left to the body. DePresto hangs on. And the referee steps in to break them off. You know, those body shots really hurt DePresto. He's backpedaling now, trying to stay out of trouble until his head clears. Trying to keep away from Cuby's terrific left. Oh, Cuby just landed a huge right to DePresto's head. And DePresto's up against the rope. Cuby's banging away. Huge shot to the body. Sent back upstairs to the head. DePresto is down. He's down. And the referee is waving his arm. It's all over. Ray Bum Cuby. A knockout at 55 seconds of the first round over Tony DePresto. This was a most impressive fight for veteran Cuby. And I think promoter Al George will likely have a long, hard look at him after this exhibition. There certainly have been changes in Ray Cuby since that last fight. I cannot hardly believe what Cuby looked like tonight in this round.
Jeez, that was good. You see it? Boom, boom, huh? Just like that.
It was really nice, Bum.
Hey, not Bum no more. Not after tonight. Now it's what? Boom, boom, huh? Just like I did tonight. You know, I didn't even work up a sweat on that Bum.
Hey, Bum, make your door sweat.
Listen. Here. Boom, boom now, huh? Boom, boom.
Yeah, sure, pal. Well, listen, boom, boom. Mr. Dorch wants to see you. Wants to know if you want a six-rounder against a kid from Jamaica. Hooray!
You tell Mr. Dorch I'll fight anybody he can get in the ring against me. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Listen, maybe you shouldn't be so eager.
Look, there's nobody can take me now. I could feel it in that ring. I was the best. That kid is good. I took him easy. But we're still right in there. This is the start. Now I get the good fights, maybe pick up some money, maybe get back to Toronto, see my kid. Well, I'm a winner. Hell, I'll fight anybody.
very good. You feel strong and fast. You are the toughest, the fastest. When you are fighting, you feel no pain. You do not hurt at all when you are hit. You get stronger as the fight goes on. You are filled with power. Now I'm going to withdraw the needle. You will not remember what I've said. You will only remember that you feel good. Now I will count back from 3 to 1. When I say 1, you will wake up. 3, you are waking up. You feel very good. 2, you are almost awake. 1, you are awake. How do you feel?
Fine. Fine, I feel real good.
Good. Just rest a minute and then we'll set up for a session on pain tolerance.
Oh, not today, okay? I hate that.
Just rest, okay? Give yourself a couple of minutes to rest.
Don't order me around. I don't like it. I sure as hell don't want any more of those damn shots. And enough of them. Oh, God, no.
What is it, Daddy?
Jeez, my head's on fire. Just come out of nowhere.
Sit down a minute.
You bastard, you said they'd stop.
Just sit down. I'll get you something.
Get your bloody hands off.
Hey,
you
get off.
Did it. Stop it. Ah.
You get your hands. Get off, here. You're hurting me. Stop.
Can you
cut
it off?
Get off me, Ray.
Get off me.
Please, let him go.
Oh, my head.
Please, let him go.
You tried to kill me.
Get out of here. Get in the hell out of here. It's okay,
Ray.
It's okay.
My head.
I know.
Well, this should be another good fight, ladies and gentlemen. In the last 5 months, we've witnessed a brilliant comeback of Ray Boom Boom Chuvi. 12 fights, 12 wins, all by knockout. But this fight ranks as the toughest test Chuvi's had in the past few years. He's fighting a big Texan boy, Marty Lopes, at 171 pounds, with a record of 30 wins and only 4 losses. The fighters now are in their corners. We're awaiting the start. There's the bell. And the two fighters circle in the middle of the ring. Lopes throws a sharp jab that just grazes Chuvi's chin. Another jab picked off. Chuvi throws a looping lash, and Lopes handles it easily. They're testing each other early, jabbing and Chuvi got in a right that rocked Lopes. Now there's a hard left under the heart, and Lopes is backing away. He's sticking out the jab. Chuvi's stalking him around the ring. Fires a hard left to Lopes' midsection. Another hard left to the body. And Lopes covers up against the rope. And as they move into the corner now, still stalking his opponent is Chuvi.
Hey! Hey! What do you want?
Mr. Dorse wants to talk to your boy after the fight. He wants to set up a 10-rounder with Patrick.
Larry Patrick, number 4 contender.
Looks like he did it again. No way. Lopes is going to get up after that. I guess you got to fight with Patrick if you want it. Yeah, it's over. I knew he wasn't going to get up. Tell you, I always thought that Chuvi had something. Look how Mr. Dorse are interested. Okay?
Hey, see that?
Some
hard right underneath the folds, huh? That property's going down. Did you see it?
Tom, listen. Huh? We got to fight with Patrick.
Who? Patrick?
Bloody Patrick?
All right. Bring him on.
Yeah, I can beat him, too.
I can beat him, too.
Bring him on. I can beat him.
Hey, Doug. You here?
Where the hell have you been for the last 3 days?
Hey, look. I hope belong to you, see? And if I want to spend some time somewhere, I'll do it. I don't got a check with you.
Yeah? Well, look, Thumb.
It's Ray. You call me Ray.
Oh, why the change? What happened? You get religion?
I've been in Toronto. Seeing my kid and his ma. She said I was doing all right. Said I wasn't a bum no more.
Touching. But what about Patrick? He's younger, faster, and unless we put in a lot of work, he's going to bury you.
So what are you telling me? That I can't fight?
How are you doing before I started working on you? You want to go back to being a punching bag?
What kind of crap is this? You figure you're the boss? I'm the guy in the ring.
Well, fine, fine. Fight him without my help, then. Let him beat your brains in.
All right. Get me ready. But after this fight, I get a new manager.
After this fight, you can go to hell. But till then, let's get to work.
I'm warning you. No more shocks.
No more shocks. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to set it up so you can tap into your hysterical strength.
What?
Hysterical strength. It's like... Well, there was a lady in the States. A little boy was playing around a car that was up on a jack, and the car fell on him. She picked up the whole front end of the car and held it up while he crawled out.
So what's that got to do with me?
I'm going to tap into that hysterical strength. You'll have the same kind of strength the lady has.
Against Patrick?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'll kill him.
And maybe get a shot at the title.
The title? My kid would really like that. What do we do?
I'm going to set up a post-hypnotic command and key it to a special word. Then, when you hear the word, let's see, how about, volcano. That's it, volcano.
Volcano. Geez, I don't know, Doug.
What's the matter now?
It's just that this stuff, I'm scared sometimes. I mean, sometimes I don't even know who I am anymore, and I get crazy thoughts, really crazy, and the headaches. Sometimes it feels like my head's going to come off.
Now, look, Ray, that'll all pass. Now just get past Patrick, and I'll set you up. Get rid of the headaches for good, okay? You can take the money and go back to Toronto and settle down.
With my kid?
Yeah.
Jeez, that'll be great.
Well, let's do it then.
Effects of the last two rounds and make a fight out of this. He had both fighters even after four, but then in the fifth, Cutie was staggered by that crashing right hand, and he hasn't been the same since. I don't think he can pull this one out.
You're cut pretty bad. I don't know how to handle it. Just grease it. Look, Doug, I want this one. You do that volcano thing now.
Bum, listen, maybe I was wrong. Nobody's ever done this before.
He's killing me. I want this. I want it for my kid.
All right. Now, just lean back and close your eyes. Listen. You are very calm. You are sleeping. Very deep sleep. Now relax. You hear only my voice. I will say a word. Listen. Listen. Volcano. You have the power of a volcano. Now, I will count backwards from 3 to 1. When you hear 1, you will awake. 3, waking. 2, waking. 1, you're awake.
Doug, I'm scared. Doug, stop him. Please, get out there. Go get him. Doug, please. Now fight, Bum.
Patrick is moving in. He's going to try to end it now. Cutie is pretty badly marked at this point of the fight. Patrick throws a sharp jab that catches Cutie. That cut at the corner of Cutie's eye is open again. Patrick's moving in. Oh, Cutie just unleashed a crashing right. Now a left to the body. And another long left that hammers home into Patrick's face. And another hard left. And Patrick is cut high in the right cheek. He's backpedaling now. Cutie is riding in after him. Cutie fires a jab. Picked off. There's a right to the head. Cutie throws another right to the head. Move together in the center of the ring. And at this point, they're both throwing bombs, trying to end it quickly. And Cutie fires a wicked right uppercut. And that snaps Patrick's head back. Oh, Patrick came back with a terrific right to Cutie's head. The best blow of the fight. Cutie never even moved. Cutie lands a hard left to the body. And Patrick is hurt now. Patrick is hurt. He's back against the rope. And Cutie is lashing out. He's hitting with everything he has. And Patrick lost his mouth guard. His face is split open. It's at the point now it should be stopped. It's terrible. The referee has stepped in. My God, Cutie now has hit the referee, and he's down. He looks hurt. Cutie's still hitting at Patrick. Somebody's got to get in there. I think Cutie lost his mind. Patrick looks really hurt. Patrick's cornermen are now moving in, and Cutie's hitting at them. Duffy is down. John Duffy, that's Patrick's cornerman. He's down. Cutie's hitting everybody that comes near him. His manager's in the ring trying to... Oh, just hit his old manager. pitcher. Judy is hitting everything that moves in the ring. He's after everybody that comes near him. The manager's trying to get up. Dear God, Judy just punched him in the throat. Somebody's got to stop this. We've got to get help. Can we get some police in there? Somebody do something. Blood is streaming from Judy's nose and mouth. And there's bodies now scattered all over the ring. And Judy is still flailing away, still throwing punches. He's screaming. And the police are moving into the ring. Blood is spurting from Judy's nose, his ears, and he's down. And his blood just pouring out of his head. And the ring doctor now has moved in. He's calling for stretchers. I can't see Patrick, folks. They're working on him. Judy's lying there in the ring. I don't think he's breathing. This is incredible. I've never seen this in all my years of covering the fight. It's horrible what's happening. How could something like this happen? The doctor's looking at Judy's manager now. And his throat is appears. His throat's crushed. Just crushed. The doctor says that he's dead too. How could this happen? I'm sorry, I can't believe it.
You have just heard Volcano by Roy Solomon. Featured in tonight's cast were Brian Hall as the fight announcer, Brian Taylor as Doug, and Gordon Marriott as Ray Chuby. You also heard Maureen Thomas as Nicole and Blair Haynes as Gav. Sound recording was by Al Landon, with sound effects by Eric Wagers. And the production assistant was Constance Ewer. The script editor was Ruth Fraser. Volcano was produced and directed at CBC Edmonton by Laurie Seligman. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Again. Next week on Nightfall, we'll feature an assassination attempt. So try to stay out of the line of fire.
Good morning. This is Frank Polardi, your host for the presidential inauguration, brought to you by ARG, Anarchy Regulation Tektronics, the people who gave you TLC, Thermal Loving Control. I'll be handling the play-by-play as our broadcast from the floating media bubble follows President-elect Jonathan Sarge through the swearing-in ceremony, then the procession down Pennsylvania Avenue, and finally into the White House. To my left, the color man for today's broadcast, Willie Masters. Willie.
The Monkey's Raincoat, a new play by Charles Tidler, produced and directed in Montreal by Vancouver director John Giuliani. Radio with yet another conspiracy theory. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.